presumably haven't seen the papers, but you may have found that you're a bit of a national hero, if that's the right way of putting it. But how would you sum up what you feel you've achieved?
I have seen some of the papers. There was quite a large pile of them shoved on my seat before I got on the plane, just by people thinking it was really amusing just to throw photos, exactly. I wouldn't say I'm a hero at all. I'm no more hero than anybody else. I mean, everyone, if you think about it, there's thousands and thousands of troops out there. And as I keep saying over and over again, it's very nice for all the press to come here and sort of do this, but hopefully in the long run it's going to bring more of a, what's the word, more attention towards what the guys are doing out in Afghanistan, what an amazing job everyone's doing. Not just, you know, England or Britain, but America. I'm not going to list them because I'll leave someone out, but every single nation that's part of it, and all the guys that are doing an amazing job out there. So no, I wouldn't say I'm a hero. There's guys who, you know, two injured guys who came back on the plane with us who were essentially comatose throughout the whole way. One who'd lost two limbs, a left arm and a right leg, and another guy who was basically saved by his mate's body being in the way and took shrapnel to the neck. Both out cold throughout the whole of the flight, and you know, those are the heroes. Those are guys who have been blown up by a mine that they had no idea about doing, you know, serving their country, doing a normal patrol, doing what they know is best. But you know, thanks to the skills and drills and the professionalism of the Merc team and all the medics that go from stage one all the way back to the medics that chuck them out here or at Birmingham and then hand them over. Everyone on that whole string, I would say, are the heroes, because they're keeping people in one piece and essentially saving lives.